child is given the name of his father, you know, or his mother, you might say, well, they didn't give their child a brand new name. Instead, they named the child...
That name saying. Named after the father or the mother.
Okay. Stop here, see how this sounds. Okay, what kind of animal is Skipper and Cherry and Dixie?
A doe.
Okay, now I think all of those, well, with the exception of Skipper, all of those are just mixed breeds. What do you call a dog that's a mixed breed? Do you have a term for it? You say, ah, he's just useless, he's just an old...
I always said mixed breed.
Okay. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog or a person, what would you say to him?
I say, sick him.
Okay, what if you ran into a dog? It seems like you did this one time, who wasn't very friendly, and you found out that he was capable of sticking his teeth in.
He was capable of attacking me, and he did that thing too.
Okay, with his teeth, actually, you might say this dog will
bite.
Okay. What if it were yesterday? You say yesterday he
bit me.
And suppose he got after the mailman. The mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bit.
Okay.
Just like I did.
Yes, you had to go to the doctor.
I sure did.
Okay. Let's see. Last week you got two new animals. What kind of animals are those?
Calves.
Okay. Once they get grown up, you won't refer to them as a calf anymore. What will they be?
A cow and a bull.
Okay. What's the difference in a cow and a bull?
One's a male, the other's a female.
Which one's the male?
The bull.
Okay. If you were driving some carts, you know, like maybe a wagon or something, and you had four animals that were pulling you along, and let's say that they were mules. You might say you got four mules. You might say that you were driving two
pair of mules.
Okay. Let's say that instead of killing your cows for meat, you decided to let them just reproduce. And the female she's expecting a calf. That you might say she is going to
freshen.
Okay, what's freshen mean?
Having a baby calf.
Oh, okay. What do you call the animal-like genius up there? What is he?
A horse.
And more than one would be what?
Horses.
Okay, what do you call a male horse?
A stag.
Did you hear that term stag when you were a child?
That's what genius is a stag.
What is a stag?
I don't think he produces.
Oh, is that right?
I think that's right.
What would you call one that could produce?
Well, really, I don't know.
Stallion. A stallion?
A stallion.
Did you ever hear the word stallion much when you were young?
No, I wasn't acquainted much with horses.
You never then noticed whether in the presence of women the men wouldn't use particular terms?
No.
Okay.